This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A gunman killed at least 100 people in northern Burkina Faso village. That's according to the government on Sunday. And the country's deadliest attack in many years. It took place on Friday evening in Sohan village. A government spokesman blamed jihadists. The local market and several homes were also burned down. The attack took place and it is the deadliest attack recorded in Burkina Faso since the West African country was overrun by jihadists linked to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State about 5 years ago. That's according to a senior researcher at the Armed Conflict Location and Event Data Project. The United States will give Taiwan 750,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccine, which is all part of President Joe Biden's move to share millions of jabs globally. That's according to three U.S. senators Sunday, after the self-ruled island complained that China is hindering its efforts to secure the injections amid an outbreak. Democratic Senator Tammy Duckworth of Illinois, who arrived in Taiwan with her two colleagues, said that the trip underscores the bipartisan support for the Democratic Island that Beijing claims as its own renegade territory. Afghanistan is battling a brutal new surge in COVID-19 infections, while health officials plead for vaccines and express deep frustration as the inequities of global vaccine distribution continues. The positive rate for COVID test has jumped from 8% to 60% in some parts of the country. More at voanews.com.